Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Here's another reason to stay inside, beside the fact that it's really dangerous outside. There's a lot of good football games on. There was a good football game last night. There's another one tonight. And then there's 6 NFL games between Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night.
Yeah, man.
Tonight you got Ohio State and Texas at the Cotton Bowl, AT&T Stadium, Jerry World at 7:30. What are you looking for in this one?
Can Quinn Ewers win a big game?
Mm.
I think that, and I know obviously his teammates got to help him and everything.
Yeah.
But can he play good in a big game, Andy?
Yeah.
And the two big games that they had this year, he didn't. Yeah. I'm talking about the two losses, I'm sorry. The two losses that they had, he didn't. And so can he play big tonight? I think that's the biggest thing for me is Quinn Ewers. I think Quinn Ewers will decide where this game goes. I know, you know, we talk about trenches and everything like that. But, I mean, when we talk about talent, we talked about it yesterday. If we go 100 and that's Ohio State, just a talented roster-wise,
mm-hmm.
I would put Texas talent roster-wise probably at 97, 98.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, who else? I mean, Georgia probably, Alabama, or whatever. There's like five teams or so that just have I think there's 26 guys just between the starters in this game, the two teams, that are gonna get drafted.
Yes.
Like, that are projected to get drafted. 26 guys playing this game tonight that are going to get drafted? That's crazy. I mean, that's just an absolute onslaught of talent.
It's so many studs. And you look at it from Ohio State's perspective, you know, we left them dead. Lost against Michigan.
That's right.
But they turned it on and everything like that. And people want to talk about the $20 million. Their biggest investment were the players that were already there.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't
leave. Keeping them. Yep.
Yeah, that was the biggest investment. Obviously, you go out and get Junkins and Will Howard and guys like that. But their biggest investments were in the guys that were on their team, so they wouldn't leave.
I don't understand that as a criticism. I saw that,
I don't either.
I saw that Kirk Herbstreit and some of the guys on game day last night got into it a little bit over that. It's like,
what happened?
So what? It's NIL. Like,
what happened? What happened?
Desmond and Kirk kind of were going back and forth about the $20 million thing. It's
who cares?
So what? They have it. Ryan Day asked for it. He got it. And then they used it. And they're one win away from being in the national championship game because of it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. Like,
they're playing within the constructs of the system that we're in right now. And it's working for them. Yeah. They're playing great football. You'd have to think, because back to the Quinn Ewers thing, you'd have to think that Ohio State's plan is to try everything they can do to take away Texas's run game, because that's what Georgia did and beat them twice, and that's what Arizona State did and almost beat them.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be Ohio State's plan, right? Like, you try to take those guys away and then make Ewers beat you with his arm.
I would think so. But the thing with it is, like, can he do it? Because Ohio State's D-line is going to pressure him. And we know when like a lot of quarterbacks, when you pressure, you make mistakes. Now, what's going in Texas' favor is that Texas has, the best secondary in America.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you're going against a dog in Jeremiah Smith. And then you're going to get Buka and all those boys. They got dudes over there. But Texas is secondary because Texas' defense is not the reason they lost both games to Georgia, in my opinion.
No.
Now, the thing with it last week, Scattaboo just got loose, and they couldn't find him. That was a great job by Arizona State and all those different things. But I think because of the secondary at Texas is so good, Texas has got to make this a four-quarter game. Because that's what the biggest thing Ohio State has done in their two playoff games. They jumped out early.
Yep.
They jumped out early and made you play from behind and get away from what you want to do. Now, Tennessee's runner, Sampson was hurt. You know, in the game, but they took him away early because they had to throw the football, and Nico just was not ready to do that.
Yep.
Obviously, I guess Dan Lanning went to halftime and was like, hey guys, y'all know the game started.
Right? You guys ready? You're down 34-7, man, or 8. I guess they got the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, you guys ready?
But what they were able to do so effectively against them, because obviously the offense gets celebrated, and it should, because, I mean, they threw it to 4, and 4 went nuts. But they got after Gabriel. Like, they absolutely tormented Dylan Gabriel.
They didn't look small.
No, man, they did. They made him look small and indecisive.
Yeah.
And I think that you've seen teams do that to Quinn Ewers as well. I always go back to that Washington game last year. Braylon Trice got drafted off of that game that he had against Texas last year, and Quinn Ewers and what he was doing. Like, if they're able to do – obviously getting a lead makes it so they have to throw and try to play catch-up. But that wasn't why they were able to do that to Dillon Gabriel. They did that to him from the first play.
Right.
Like, Ohio State, they had 8 sacks, I think, and they had negative rushing yards Oregon had against them. Like, that front seven for Ohio State is among the most talented, maybe the most talented in college football.
Right.
They're actually playing like it now. Like, they must have, you know, whatever happened against Michigan and the challenging of the manhood after that and all that. Like, those guys are all NFL players, and many of them are first-round draft picks, and they're all playing like it right now. I mean, that, you know, it. You said it. I mean, Quinn Ewers has to be up for the challenge, and if he is, and he doesn't turn the ball over, because, again, he had that terrible turnover in the fourth quarter against Arizona State, too, which gave him life.
If he doesn't turn over, they're in the game.
If he doesn't turn the ball over, they have a great chance.
But
absolutely.
I think the biggest thing, but can he do it if Ohio State stops the run game?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why I put him as an X factor, because I think that Ohio State's probably going to be able to stop the run game. Slow it down.
Yep.
Like, they're not going to run. And again, anything can happen tonight down there. And I mean, the place is going to be pro-Texas, because obviously it's in Texas. Hopefully, if y'all listen to us, which most of y'all are in Texas, y'all be careful, too, because I saw the pitches out there. It's snowing out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But can he win the game if they limit the run game? Because they're not going to – I doubt they run – through Ohio State like they ran through Clemson. I highly doubt that.
No.
But can Quinn Ewers and those receivers and that all-world tight end they got, can they make plays? But more importantly, can that offensive line, who came in heralded as hell, and obviously their top five pick, he's been out in and out of the lineup
their
and everything
center,
like
too.
That. Yeah, I thought he's gone.
He got hurt?
Yeah, I think he hurt or something.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. And so you take those big pieces out. Can they protect Quinn Ewers? Can they give him the time to make the plays? Like, because, I mean, you know, like, Caleb Downs is all world.
Yeah.
And he is all world. But you can get out to the secondary. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, he's all world. But, I mean, and they're bringing him up to keep him in the action a lot more. But if they can protect him, can Texas receivers make plays? And I think, but if Texas can't have some semblance of a run game, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long night.
I'm also real interested to see that Texas defense that is very good.
Really good.
In the secondary you talk about, if they can shut down Ohio State, because they've just looked like a completely different group in the last two games. Like, there isn't anything Oregon or Tennessee could do to slow that offense down. If Texas can, obviously that goes a long way, and hopefully it's a good game in the fourth quarter. I think Ohio State does win tonight. What are we doing? I think, like, 31 to, like, 23, 31, 24, like a touchdown game, something like that. But I do think it's a good game in the fourth quarter.
I think it's a good game. Let me get Ohio State 28-17.
Okay.
27.
I like it.